88.5 KCSN, I'm Sky Daniels, and we are really excited about having the Punch Brothers in studio with us to do a session today. Chris Thiele is with us, as is Noam Pakalny. Did I say Pakalny right?
You got it. Yeah, good work.
You killed them, both of them.
Well, and I imagine people butcher your last name on occasion, right?
All the time. Yeah. All the time, yeah. The common is Thiele and Thiele.
Okay.
But it's Thiele.
There you have it. So we've got off to a good start with the names. It's all down here from there,
that's
guys.
Right.
I'm going to use one word. It's hankering. You guys got a hankering.
Sure.
You're looking to find a sound that is, you know, a lot of people say it's a unique sound, but there seems to be a bit of a mission in taking what I guess at its core would be a love of bluegrass and just modernizing it and finding where it can go and where you feel it should go. How would you say the Punch Brothers came to be, and if there was sort of a common feeling about what the band should be, how would you describe it?
Well, I think we all come from backgrounds in the bluegrass world, and that's the reason we first met each other and ran into each other, was because we were all at these bluegrass festivals, and we would see each other every summer, you know, whether at the Telluride Bluegrass Festival in Colorado or at Merle Fest. And so that's the world that we come from. And we were drawn to each other because I think we stood out to each other in this world as guys who were looking to do something different. And we had very similar interests in new music that we were listening to, well, new and old music. But when we would get together late night at these festivals and kind of sneak off to play some music with each other, that we didn't gravitate towards playing bluegrass music. We would, hey, you know that Radiohead tune, let's play that. Or we had all these common interests. And so I think we stood out to each other, and when it was time to start making music, I think Thiele had filed all of us away. And it's not that we set out to update bluegrass or modernize bluegrass. I think it's just kind of coincidence that these are the instruments that we play, and we were existing in the year 2012 and kind of making music as we dream it. And it happens to be on bluegrass instruments. Modernizing bluegrass is a tough thing, because a lot of people associate bluegrass as being a sound from a certain time.
A very traditional.
And
right.
From a certain geographical area. And so we're not too concerned with kind of the current state of bluegrass, or whether this is a version or a descendant of it. It's definitely something that's part of the musical stew and part of our heritage.
Yeah, more like renovating from the ground up, as opposed to modernizing.
Right.
Thank you.
as musicians performed in and set out and to, I guess, approach the structures, you know, of bluegrass. A lot of the layers, the harmonies, the way you make the instruments coexist. There's a sonic exploration going on, that's for sure. Is it safe to make a statement like that?
Hey, absolutely, but it doesn't begin with like bluegrass song form, the way you were just talking about it. I think at this point we've really sort of thrown out what we would consider to be rather arbitrarily selected kind of aesthetic constructs, just because they I think they're mostly put together by people who need to sell records, not people who make them. And I think this band, I mean, we're influenced by bluegrass because that's what we grew up with. And we love it. We absolutely love it. We're not looking to it, you know, for help composing our next song. You know, but we're not looking specifically to anything to help us record our next song, but rather like we're kind of looking generally to everything that we love and trying to figure out what's missing. Like in the music that we love, I always try and explain it like this, that if you're a serious musician, you're the only serious musician who loves all the specific things that you love. When you put all of those things together, they'll still suggest something to you as an individual. Mm-hmm. They still won't represent your unique creative voice. So already all of those things that you listen to, that you love, you're the only person who loves those things. Plus you're the only person who's you. So if you just put all those things together and start making your own music, it's going to come out different.
Yeah, your DNA, your musical DNA, like everyone's DNA, is totally unique.
Right. And so when you get in a band then with four other guys with equally unique tastes, you've got such a beautifully diffuse pool of influences, and so many ideas as to what's missing or better stated, what could be added,
right,
to that pool of, you know, great music. And we play each other things that we're interested in all the time. And those things, so an influence that might be Noam's, that someone I've never heard of, he might bring this guy's stuff onto the bus. And the next thing you know, I have an idea that I bring to the guys that's influenced by that thing that Noam brought to the bus that I would have never, it wouldn't have been in my pool of influences. And I think that's the greatest part about being in a band, is the possibility for personal transcendence, via, you know, collaboration. One, two, three. I can't tell.
I'm not sure what I'm saying, but I'm sure I want her to believe me. So I run my fingers through her blackish, blondish, brownish, reddish, grayish,
grayish
hair, and tell her I won't mess around with other girls unless they're her. It's nice to know she's always waiting for me at the dead ends. Yes, I need a little love from every little square of my sweet little patchwork girlfriend. Of my sweet little patchwork girlfriend. I'm no more Boy Scout than boyfriend. I could see tie in the knot. Instead, it's my hands that are tied, because that'd be against the law, even in Utah. It's nice to know she's always waiting for me at the dead ends. Yes, I need a little love from every little square of my sweet little patchwork girlfriend. She's anywhere I could ever go, and no false start or dead end they could take me away from couldn't bring me back to my sweet little patchwork girlfriend. Oh, my bitter big
exploring is really what you're all about, and I applaud you for it. And I can see you guys.
Maybe we're exploratorily.
Yeah, you take it seriously, but you don't take it too seriously.
It could either be hankering or exploring.
Yeah. Okay, we'll do exploring.
Hankering.
Hankering.
Yeah, then now it's getting too formal.
Exploring.
Too formal. As you can see, we have deep thinkers, but definitely a great fun time, and that's what makes the beauty of the Punch Brothers. I want to thank you guys for coming to 88.5 KCSN.
Thanks for having us.
You got it.